And this is Marty Angel, the yoga professor, and today we're going to be discussing the 7 of the 8 limbs of yoga. And the 7th limb of yoga is dhyana, D-H-Y-A-N-A. And what it means is devotion and meditation on the divine. Dhyana means worship or profound and abstract religious meditation. It is the perfect contemplation. It involves a concentration upon a point of focus with the intention of knowing the truth about it. The concept holds that when you focus your mind on a certain object, the mind is transformed into the shape of the object that you're focusing on. And then when you focus on the divine, and you become more reflective of it, and then you find your own true nature. The body, the breath, the senses, the mind, the reason, and the ego are all integrated into this object of contemplation, which then becomes the universal spirit. During dhyana, the consciousness is further unified by combining clear insights into distinctions between objects and subtle layers of perception. What happens is we learn to differentiate between the mind of my perception, and the objects perceived, between words and their meanings, between words and the ideas, between all levels of evolution. So in dhyana, during dhyana, everything becomes clear. There is a clear separation from that which is real and unreal. And as we fine-tune our concentration and become more aware of the nature of reality, we perceive that the world is truly unreal. The only reality is the universal self, or God, whatever you want to call it, which is veiled by Maya, which is the illusory power. Maya is an illusion. And as the veil lifts of all the illusions, the mind becomes very clear. And when the mind becomes extremely clear, everything that has made your mind bogged down and foggy, which is unhappiness, fear, and the fear of death, everything vanishes. And you become very much like a source. The state of freedom or moksha is the goal of yoga. Once you remove the maya, and then the goal is moksha. And it can be reached by constant inquiry into the nature of things, asking why, in meditation, asking why, how come, what is it that? Meditation is the tool that helps us to see the things clearly and perceive the real, true reality beyond all the illusions of this worldly plane, all the illusions that cloud our mind, all the illusions that make the ego mind become awake.